Dubai Eye 103.8.
Let's get back to today's talker. Is the customer always right? Zins.
Yes, we've got someone very special on the phone. Dubai Name Shame. That's his Twitter and Instagram handle. Is the customer always right? Is the question we're putting to him. And we're speaking to him because he's very vocal on social media about his thoughts on company's customer service. So we want to get his thoughts particularly on the F&B sector restaurants. Dubai Name Shame, good morning and thank you for taking our call.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you all.
Happy New Year. So how is the New Year treating you?
It's excellent. It started off well.
Well, what we're going to talk about today is, I think it's totally up your street. Is the customer always right?
I'm old and I'm old school. So yes, the customer is always all right.
And of course, it's very evident on your social media when you complain about something that you haven't received. You ordered something and you received something completely different. I mean, you've got the power of social media now, but not a lot of people are using it. So are you an advocate of that? If there's something wrong, just go online and post about it.
I'm an advocate that consumers nowadays have a right to actually say how they feel. We're in a marketplace which is incredibly competitive. Mm. It's growing and it's shrinking at the same time. They are retailers out there, F&B companies, who open and go bust within a year or within a few months. So they have to get it right. And when people are working hard, they've earned their money, they've ordered something online or they've gone to a restaurant or they've gone to a takeaway and something is not right, they have their right to actually voice it. Yeah, and it doesn't matter, be it a five-star restaurant or your local takeaway, you have paid good money. So you expect good product.
You mentioned a little earlier on about the ability for people to complain. I think you're quite right. You know, everyone has the right to make sure that they are getting what they paid for. Are people taking advantage of the fact that they can complain more readily these days?
I think I'm going to be a little bit controversial because the problem we have is that in the UAE, people can be a little bit cautious about what they say publicly or on a public platform. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I get numerous personal messages saying, I'd like to complain about X, Y, and Z, but I'm scared to do it.
Okay.
And I think people need to realize that as long as they're polite in the way that they put forward their complaints or they voice their concerns, then they should use social media platforms.
How do you react to the sort of claim from the industry that some of these comments or reviews that are being had online, specifically for restaurants I'm talking about here, is having a very negative impact on their bottom line, on their business, and in some occasions putting restaurants out of business?
I totally agree with them. I know many people in the F&B industry, both in the hotel industry and in the independent side of the market. I totally agree with them. I've seen some very painful things going on with them. But this is how they should learn, change, and adapt to what the consumer is saying. Mm. No restaurant or no F&B outlet is going to suffer from one negative comment or one negative review. But if they get half a dozen or a dozen, then they've got to do something about it. And then they can't blame the social media platforms for criticizing them, because there is a fact that there's something fundamentally wrong.
There is also another school of thought that restaurants know best. If you come into their restaurant, they are going to serve you a bowl of food that they deem to be the best one. Therefore, they should be making that judgment. Is that a fair way of going about it, or are we seeing the sort of shift at the moment that the customer, the consumer, as you say there, is becoming more powerful?
I think the consumer is becoming far more powerful now, and I think that the taste of the consumer is getting a lot more educated. Yeah, that we actually do know what we want. Yeah, and 99% of people, when I go to a new restaurant, for example, I will often say, send me whatever the chef wants to send me.
Sure, yeah.
A special. I want to try it. But if I'm ordering something specific that I want off the menu and I want to remove an item or I want some extra salt, that's my taste, and I'm paying for it.
It's a fascinating subject. It's got a lot of people talking out there as well. It's one that's very close to your heart. Dubai Name and Shame, joining us live on the show. Really appreciate it. Happy New Year
no
to
problem.
You. And thanks very much indeed for wading in.
Thank you. Take care, everyone.
Big thanks to Dubai Name and Shame.
This is Dubai I 103.8.